You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and commentator Gary Borders joins us now with a penny-pinching proposition that would help the federal government reduce the deficit a smidge. It seems the penny might have a PR problem.
A longtime reader recently mailed me a newspaper clipping of a column I wrote 20 years ago. I was advocating the United States get rid of the penny because it's a nuisance, costs more to produce than it's worth, and doing so could help the deficit. We know how well that crusade turned out. Two decades later, convenience store counters still have take a penny, leave a penny trays. Many of us still toss the coins in drawers, and some of us, including me, consider it bad luck to not pick up one found on the sidewalk. After all, the profile of Abraham Lincoln, our greatest president at least in my view, graced that coin. That's probably one reason the penny shows no sign of becoming extinct. My argument back then, besides the cost savings, is that transactions could simply be rounded up or down. That problem has largely taken care of itself for two reasons. First, the number of transactions completed with cash has plummeted since that piece was written, about midway through Bill Clinton's first term. Credit and debit card use has skyrocketed. Second, if you don't have a penny, about 90% of the time the cashier will grab one out of the tray or off the till's counter. It's rare that a $2.01 sale will result in someone handing you back 99 cents in change these days. Plus, if you cut out the penny, then the least valuable coin becomes the nickel. The United States loses 6.2 cents on each nickel it produces, about five times as much as it loses on making pennies. Talk about being penny-wise and pound-foolish. In asking your spouse, a nickel for your thoughts sounds inflationary. Our neighbors to the north have already ditched production of the penny, which became effective last fall. The Royal Canadian Mint says it will save $11 million, presumably in Canadian currency, annually by doing so. Pennies in Canada are still legal currency, and I'm sure there will be plenty of those maple leaf pennies to go around for many years to come. The fact that Canada has dumped the penny will cause added suspicion. Besides talking funny, Canada is the birthplace of a number of sketchy characters who have infiltrated American pop culture. Folks like game show host Monty Hall, actors Lorne Greene and Michael J. Fox, and singer Celine Dion. So you have to be careful about what those Canadians are up to. I speak from experience since my mother's side of the family emigrated from Sherbrooke in the Quebec province. We used to visit there when I was young, spending Canadian pennies to buy candy. Maybe we should instill a moratorium on minting pennies and encourage folks to haul those buckets and bins of pennies out of storage. My extensive research, which consisted of about 5 minutes on Google, concluded the federal government spent about $118 million last year producing pennies. There are about 140 billion pennies in circulation, which is $1.4 billion. That would appear to be plenty of pennies to last us a while, especially if the government established collection points for folks to donate their pennies in order to reduce the deficit. I nominate using post offices, since they're hurting for money anyway. I realize saving $118 million a year won't do much for the deficit, but it's a start. And think how warm and fuzzy we'd all feel, having done our small part, by cleaning out the coin jars of pennies to help out Uncle Sam during these days of fiscal cliffs and partisan brinkmanship.
Gary Borders offers his two cents about this and that on his website, GaryBorders.com. You can also reach him by email at borders@redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues in a moment on Red River Radio.